Inside Crime is brought to you by A Block Media, a full-service consulting firm specializing in media solutions for the law enforcement community. Law enforcement professionals know A Block is a partner they can trust. I'm Angeline Hartman. As a journalist, I've worked with cops and victims of crime all over the country. My craft is storytelling. My passion is crime fighting. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Inside Crime. When we began this season about this little boy in the woods, I had no idea where it would take us. All I knew was that February 26 was upon us again, the anniversary of the day he was discovered in DeKalb County, Georgia. And I couldn't believe that this case was still unsolved after 20 long years. As we try to generate attention for the case with this podcast, I'm communicating with investigators daily, passing along tips and all of your questions and suggestions. There have been some good leads, but out of all the calls so far, there's one that really struck me. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Miss April.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear me okay? Hearing from people who are following up after seeing a news story is nothing new to me. Talking to victims of crime and their family members is also something I do regularly. But this time was different.
The other night I saw it was posted on Facebook. It was like a news clipping of a little boy that had been found in a cemetery.
People have been reaching back 20 years, wondering if that little boy in the woods could have been their neighbor, a former classmate, or a student. But this woman called with a very different scenario.
And when they showed the picture, the features were so similar to my nephew.
Similar to my nephew, she said. This woman wasn't guessing or trying to remember a random child from long ago. She was calling about her own family member. She believed that the little boy in the woods could be her missing nephew.
My name's April Brown. My nephew, Quinn Woodfolk, has been missing for over 20 years. He was 11 years of age when he went missing on July 4th, 1998. I have been following leads and searching for years.
For more than 20 years, April Brown has been trying to find her missing nephew, her brother's son. Quinn Woodfolk disappeared from Charlottesville, Virginia, about 500 miles away from DeKalb County, Georgia, where an unidentified little boy was found in February 1999. Investigators believe the unidentified child had been dead in the woods for about 3 to 6 months before he was actually discovered. Quinn's disappearance in July the year before fits the timeline.
When I was looking at it and I seen the picture, the features, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, you know, it just took me straight back to that picture that I had of him. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, this may be the break I've been waiting for.
April immediately contacted the AWARE Foundation of Virginia, a nonprofit organization that works with families on missing and unsolved cases.
I shot him the picture and he was like, wow, like the resemblance. Like I was, he was like, wow. So I was like, what did I do? So he was like, he knew you, so he would reach out to you. So he did that. And then the next day I sent you a message. I also left a message with the detective that was handling the case, which I haven't heard anything back yet.
When April called me, she said she knew that Quinn's age didn't quite match up with the age range of the child in the woods, According to a forensic anthropologist, the unidentified boy was between 5 to 7 years old and might be as young as 4 or as old as 8 or even 9 years old. Quinn Woodfolk was 11 when he disappeared.
I know the age wasn't kind of right, but Quinn was a very small child. He could have passed for that age. He wasn't tall. It wasn't, you know, big. He was a small child. I don't want to get my hopes up. I really don't. But like I said, with the features and the time framing and stuff, I think it could possibly be him. My family needs closure. You know, it's been a long time.
I could hear the pain in April's voice. I just met her, but I could tell she was trying so hard to be strong.
If it is him, if they're one and the same, it's a blessing. It would be a true blessing. But if it isn't him, I pray that somebody comes forward and claim him, because he deserves a proper burial as well.
Besides the reconstruction photo, April said there was something else about this case that caught her attention. Now, before I share this with you, I ask that you keep an open mind. I'm not asking you to believe in what she's going to say. I just want you to try to understand how a family desperate for answers about their missing child might seek any help possible. April says her brother traveled to New York, hoping a psychic could help find Quinn.
She's an older lady. She did it on TV, and she did seminars, and she would, like, do readings for people.
Yeah.
And he traveled to New York, and he went to one of them, and that's when she said that she actually told him that he was still alive. This was years ago. A little bit after, you know, he had went missing, and that he was being tortured. That's why it shocked me when I seen that too, because she stated that he was somewhere between the New York and Georgia line. So when I seen that in the Georgia news, it just, like, you know, it was just like a radar when I was almost like it was a blessing. So I was like, oh my God, is this the break that we, you know, that I've been waiting for?
As director of the DeKalb County Medical Examiner's Office, Patrick Bailey stays busy. So I'm very grateful that he takes my calls at random hours of the day, even on weekends, even at home.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes.
Good morning. Okay, I hear
it. Good morning.
Good morning. I hear a TV.
Director Bailey has been busy following up on many leads that have come in over the last few weeks. If you'll remember, there was one tip that he was especially excited about. It came in to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children early on. A woman called after seeing the new reconstruction image of the unidentified little boy and said there was a child in her second grade class who simply stopped showing up to school.
Sometimes you ask questions and sometimes you don't. You just presume he might have gone to another school. But the fact that she saw the image and it reminded her of her classmate, she thought to call in because she says, oh my God, what if that was him? So she did as we would love people to do, which is call in and at least provide information. If it turns out not to be him, so be it. But I love the fact that she saw it. It dawned on her that she no longer saw a classmate that resembled him and called in.
And she took action. Yeah.
Yes.
She got involved.
Yes. We made contact with Gwinnett County Schools and the actual school itself. And we had a member of the staff that made it out to the elementary school itself, had a chance to look through yearbooks, confirmed that the child actually attended school. As I recall, a member of Gwinnett County School Board indicated that they had actually seen the story. So it intrigued them as well. So they were able to move forward with providing us with as much documentation on the child being in that school and his subsequent release and transfer. And we were able to follow that trail.
So she was correct. She was correct. There was a classmate she had in the school, and then she didn't see him again.
Correct.
Right?
He's currently living in Canada.
Okay.
We were able to trace through a lot of his stuff and found out he moved to Calhoun, Georgia. Went to college, no doubt. He had a short stint in the NFL and moved to Canada. Now he's currently, as I understand it, participating in professional sports.
Wow. And he's doing okay. So you're saying she was correct and he's grown up and doing okay. It's not
that. He's doing okay. Everything matched up. And we were actually able to make contact with his family. And his family had actually seen the news story dealing with Dennis.
That's incredible. Something.
It turns out news of this unsolved case has gone farther than Canada. We recently saw a full article out of France with the reconstruction photos, and it even mentioned Inside Crime. Back to my conversation with Director Bailey, it was time to ask him about the newest lead. I was talking to a woman who's been actually searching for her missing loved one for 20 years now.
Right.
That's different than somebody else who called in and said, this may have been my neighbor. Her name is April Brown.
Yes.
And her nephew disappeared in 1998. And he was 11 years old at the time.
And you see images out there and you think, well, even though he might have been 11, he does look like him. And, you know, that from somebody that spends a lot of time around family on a consistent basis, that does hit home.
Director Bailey says Quinn Woodfolk's case has come up before. Someone apparently already suggested that he might be the little boy in the woods. And the ME's office determined then that he wasn't a match.
As I understand it, he was ruled out via dental comparison. But it would be interesting to find out a little bit more about him and how he, whether or not he's still around. I mean, a lot of what we do is trying to work on our case, but it would give him some semblance of closure if we could assist her and find out what happened to her nephew.
With the official word that Quinn Woodfolk is not the same child found in DeKalb County, Georgia, I called April Brown to let her know. It was not an easy conversation. At first, she didn't quite believe it. I could tell that she was sad. I told April that even though she was wrong, she did the right thing by calling. I promised that I would share Quinn's story with all of you and spread the word that his family is still searching.
As long as I got breath in my body, I will continue. I will go through the database as I do. I will post it on my Facebook as I do. I will continue to do what I do.
April says her mother, Quinn's grandmother, helped raise him. Quinn's grandmother is now 80 years old, still waiting for him to come home.
She kind of blames herself. You know, it's not, you can't blame yourself. She did what she could do. I mean, you're raising 7 to 8 more grandkids. You're doing everything you can do.
April says Quinn's grandmother was trying to get him back on track after he had been hanging out with the wrong crowd. Quinn's grandmother was busy working the day he disappeared, the day he made a strange call from a payphone to his dad.
He stated that he was in trouble and he needed somebody to come get him. He called my brother. My brother was home at the time. But when my brother and my mother got out there to where he was at, he was nowhere to be found, and we haven't heard anything from him since that day.
April says police listed Quinn as a runaway when he disappeared. But because of that phone call, Quinn's family doesn't believe he suddenly left on his own. They believe someone out there knows exactly what happened.
You can't really encourage people to do the right thing nowadays. You can only ask and pray that somebody will find it in their heart to say, you know, enough is enough. I've held my tongue long enough. It's been over 2 decades. If you know anything, I mean, you don't have to give your name. You don't have to. You can reach out anonymously, any kind of way. Just reach out and just let us know something. At this point, it's just a matter of just bringing him home. It's just a lot of unanswered questions that we probably would never have the answers to. And I could be okay with that as long as we could get the closure that we need to bring him home. Somewhere where he can go and talk to him, where we can go put flowers and let him know we love you, you know, we miss you, and we never stop looking for you.
If you know anything about the disappearance of Quinn Woodfolk, who was last seen in Charlottesville, Virginia on July 4th, 1998, please call the Charlottesville Police Department or the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. Coming up on Inside Crime.
I keep pulling up his picture and looking at him and talking to him. And I called my daughter one morning and told her, I said, I dreamed about a little boy. And I said, I just think it's him, man, but I really hope not.
In search of answers, a retired educator goes back to her old school. That's coming up on Inside Crime. Inside Crime is produced by A Block Media. For more information about this episode, check out our website, insidecrime.com. Feel free to drop me an email too. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Angeline Hartman. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Inside Crime.